What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
All right, the big question everybody's asking, and we've talked about this before, but we haven't talked about it since there's been a conviction in the death of Tupac Shakur. What does it mean that Keefe D has been convicted for the murder of Tupac for Sean Diddy Combs? His name came up a lot in this trial. But does it mean anything? Will this go anywhere? We're going to talk about that today. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section as we work our way through this tangled mess. A retired Los Angeles police detective sat in a Las Vegas courtroom and told a jury that Dwayne Keefe D. Davis claimed Sean Diddy Combs was supposed to funnel $1 million through a Harlem intermediary named Eric Zip Martin. In payment, according to Davis, so the murder of Tupac Shakur, the detective Darren Dupree testified that Davis told investigators Combs solicited the killing during a conversation at Greenblatt's Deli in Los Angeles. The money was supposed to flow from Combs to Zip Martin to Davis. It allegedly never arrived. Members of Tupac's family were sitting in the courtroom when Dupree said it. Sources close to Combs responded within hours. He had absolutely nothing to do with it. That's been their stance. It still is today. He's denying everything to do with this. That exchange, allegation from the witness stand, denial from the other side, has been happening in different forms for nearly two decades. Davis first made the claim to police in 2008. Combs has never been charged. He's never been a suspect. And Las Vegas police have publicly said he has never been considered one. If there's enough to say it in open court, the obvious question is why there has never been enough to do anything about it. The answer is a single word most people have never had to think about in a courtroom. And once you understand it, you'll understand exactly why nothing has happened and whether it ever could. The claim starts back in 2008. Davis was facing federal drug charges in Los Angeles. Investigators use that leverage to get him into a room. A proffer is an agreement where a suspect provides information to law enforcement, and in exchange, investigators agree not to use his specific statements against him. Wink, wink. Obviously, they did. It is sometimes called a queen for a day session. The detective running the interview, LAPD's Greg Kading, told Davis on tape, "Nothing you say can be used against you." The session was originally about the 1997 murder of Christopher Wallace, notorious B.I.G. Davis started talking about Tupac instead. Wait a second, we're not talking about that, but you're what? You did what? In that interview, Davis told investigators that Combs pulled him aside at Greenblatt's Deli on Sunset Boulevard and told him he had a couple of problems he needed handled, naming Tupac and Suge Knight. Davis alleged Combs said something to the effect of, "I would give anything for those dudes' heads." The alleged offer, according to Davis, $1 million, routed through his associate, Zip Martin. Davis claims he told his crew Combs would pay for the hit. Then comes the part that matters for what happened next. The alleged payment never arrived. Davis says he tried to collect from Zip Martin after the murder. Martin told him Combs had not paid. Sorry. Davis said he tried to reach Combs directly. The phone calls went unanswered. In his own words in the 2008 tape, "I wish I never met Puff Daddy, period. He messed up my life, man." Yeah. Or you should have just said, no, I don't really want to go kill someone for money. I don't know. That might have been another choice, another option you had. Investigators took the claim seriously enough to act on it. In 2009, Davis traveled to New York as a confidential police informant with a specific assignment: verify the Combs connection and rekindle his relationship with Zip Martin. The goal was to get Martin talking about the money that allegedly passed from Combs to Martin and never reached Davis. The operation produced no usable evidence. But Davis didn't stop talking. He repeated versions of the same account in the 2009 follow-up interview with Las Vegas police in a BET documentary series in 2018 and in a memoir in 2019 called Compton Street Legend. He said it on YouTube. He said it to anyone with a camera or a microphone. So why did nobody act on it? Well, the answer is coordination and corroboration. To charge a person with murder conspiracy based on what a cooperating witness says, prosecutors need something independent that confirms the claim, a payment record, a contemporaneous witness, a recording of the request, financial documents tracing the money. For the Combs allegation specifically, every potential corroborating witness happens to be dead. Eric Zip Martin, the alleged intermediary who was supposed to deliver the money, died in 2012 from cancer. Orlando Baby Lane Anderson, the man Davis says fired the shots that killed Tupac, was killed in an unrelated gang shooting at a Compton car wash in 98. He was 23. DeAndre Big Dre Smith, who was in the back seat of the white Cadillac next to Anderson, died in 04. Terrence Bubble Up Brown, who was driving the Cadillac, was killed in a shooting at a Compton medical marijuana dispensary in 2015. Every person Davis places in the chain between Combs and the bullet, dead. No financial records tracing $1 million payment have surfaced in 30 years. No surveillance from the alleged meeting at Greenblatt's Deli exists. The murder weapon has never been recovered. The white Cadillac was never found. There's no physical evidence connecting Combs to the shooting, to the car, to the gun, or to the alleged payment. A claim without a second source, without a paper trail, without a living witness who can put Combs in the room is not a prosecutable case. It is a story told by one man. As much as you wish it was something else. Court documents in the Keefe D case reference Combs roughly 77 times across his various names. A Netflix documentary produced by 50 Cent, released in late 25, entitled Sean Combs, The Reckoning, put the bounty claim in front of millions. Kirk Burrows, who co-founded Bad Boy Records with Combs, said that in the documentary, he believes Combs was involved in Tupac's death. In April of 26, Tupac's stepbrother, Maurice Mopreme Shakur, filed a wrongful death lawsuit in Los Angeles County Superior Court. The complaint named Keefe D. and 100 unnamed John Doe defendants, citing the Netflix documentary and grand jury transcripts as evidence of a broader conspiracy. The family's attorneys wrote that individuals involved in Tupac's murder have avoided accountability for 30 years. Might that be an inroad? Stay tuned. We're going to keep an eye on that civil suit. None of that changes the math, though. Burroughs is not a firsthand witness to the specific transaction Davis describes. He's a man with his own decades-long legal war against Combs. Lawsuits alleging he was beaten with a baseball bat and forced to sign over his 25% stake in Bad Boy Records. His belief does not fill the evidentiary gap, as compelling as it is. A civil lawsuit operates on a lower burden of proof. That's where we're going to watch that space, than a criminal case. And even that lawsuit names Combs only through unnamed defendants the family hopes to identify through discovery. The documentary surfaces allegations. It does not produce the independent evidence a prosecutor needs to bring a charge. That's the reality. Every road back to Combs runs through one man. And that man is sitting in a Las Vegas jail now, soon to be prison, who was on trial for murder with his own defense attorney, telling the jury he made every single word up. The prosecution's case was built almost entirely on his own statements. The 2008 proffer recorded, the 2009 police interview, the BET documentary, the memoir, jail calls. Prosecutors allege Davis told the truth about his role in the Tupac murder, that he orchestrated the retaliation, obtained the gun, rode in his white Cadillac, and passed the weapon to the backseat. Davis is charged with one count of murder with a deadly weapon. And there was a gang enhancement. He's been found guilty. Davis's defense attorney told the jury the opposite. Davis, they say, fabricated everything for leverage, for entertainment, for money, and for fame. He needed a deal in 08, so he invented the story. The director of the BET documentary testified in court that Davis was paid somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000 for his on-camera appearance. Snaff told jurors that investigators did not charge Davis after the 08 interview because they did not find him credible. It's because they knew he was full of crap, he said. If that is true, if the people who heard Davis in person walked away unconvinced, then the claim about Combs was born from an unreliable narrator. The foundation was suspect from the first hour. Follow the logic on the Combs question from both directions. Now that the jury has convicted Davis, they've decided his recorded confessions are real. Well, his allegations about Combs might gain some weight as potential leads. It's part of the story. But the allegations still lack independent corroboration. That's the problem. And they come from a convicted murderer with every reason to claim someone bigger was behind it. That's the reality. Murder has no statute of limitations in Nevada. The clock for September 7th, 1996 is not a legal shield. If genuinely new, independent, verifiable evidence ever surfaces, a payment, a witness, a recording that exists outside of Keefe D's own voice, the calculation changes on the day it appears. Combs is serving a 50-month federal sentence at FCI Fort Dix in New Jersey on unrelated charges. He's not charged in this case. He has not been subpoenaed. The one man whose words could change any of that has now been convicted of the murder that he says he didn't get paid for. The million-dollar question was never whether Keefe D said it. The question has always been whether anyone else can prove it. 30 years in and a conviction? No one has. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Will they? Will we ever get that far down the road? Your thoughts there in the comments. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.